Hey everyone, my name is Karen Waxman and I'm the founder of a company called Retail MBA. And today I want to talk about getting your product sold at Kroger's. Now, the reason I decided to create this particular segment is because I teach thousands of product companies across the subject on the subject of selling to retailers. And I deal with a lot of product companies who really just need some help in trying to figure out how to get products into stores. And so they ask me questions like, how do I get into Kroger's? What do I need to know? What are some things to think about? And so I was really hoping to support you and by creating this training series on kind of like, you know, just bits of information to really help you think through how to get your products into these stores. And so that's why I want to talk about Kroger's today, because, you know, Kroger's is a massive company. They're like, it's tremendous. They have thousands of stores that they're responsible for. You know, they have supermarkets, they have convenience stores, they have jewelry stores, they have department stores. I mean, thousands of different stores. And so all these different brands under Kroger. And so there could be massive opportunities for you to sell into Kroger. So let's talk about some things to think about when it regards to working with Kroger. So, you know, most people, when they think Kroger, you know, they really want to sell some food product there. I mean, that's, you know, the most common thing, although unless you want to sell to Fred Meyer's, that's a little bit of a different story. But today we're going to kind of focus in on the people who care about food stuff, because that's usually what gets people thinking about Kroger. So if you have a food product and you're trying to sell to Kroger, there's lots of ways to make money with Kroger because, again, they buy in volume and it's a great opportunity. But one strategy that people don't think about is something called private label. And Kroger is very big on private label. And so I'm going to explain what that is. And I really want to support you in thinking through how that can help you kind of make more money with your product. So if you have a product that's perfect for, you know, a supermarket like Kroger's, one way you can do it is take your branded product, the product that you made in your own packaging, and reach out to them and try and get your product into Kroger stores, right? As your own product, as your own brand. However, there's another way to make money with Kroger, and that's private label. What that basically means is you have the ability, hopefully, if Kroger's interested, to actually sell your product to Kroger through their own branded product line. So essentially what that means is Kroger has a brand that's specifically designed for Kroger. That's their own brand for Kroger, right? And that's different than you selling your product directly to them. So what that essentially means is that you could, under their brand name, sell your products to them. Now, why would you do such a thing? Why would you remove your brand off of your product to sell under Kroger's branded name, under a private label option? Well, the main reason is they buy lots and lots of volume for their stores under their private label branded name. So let's think about that. So you walk into a supermarket and, you know, on the shelf, you see lots of products, you know, with brands and so forth. And then you see the Kroger version, and it's usually a little bit cheaper. And Kroger does that on purpose because there's some customers who only buy the cheap product. They don't care about the brands. And so Kroger has to support that customer base. And some people do care about brands, some people don't. And so the thing for you is that, yes, if you sell to Kroger under their brand name, you will not get the recognition that some people really, you know, care about. But because they are putting it under their own brand name, that means massive sales for you potentially. And you can make lots of money because they put lots of product in their stores constantly and fulfilling that under their own brand name. So private label is a great option with food products if you're cool with giving up your brand for that particular retailer. Now, the good news with private label is that you don't have to do this for every retailer. So say you reached out to Kroger and you tried to sell them directly with your product and they're not interested in your particular brand. But what you can do, you know, in that case, you can decide, okay, well, maybe I should consider selling this as a private label option. And you can actually go to a separate buyer who deals with private label, and you could conceivably sell your product to them. That's another potential revenue stream if you're open to it. And again, the reason you'd want to consider that is because they might have a cheaper price point for your product, but they'll buy lots more of their product because it's under their brand name. So I hope that makes sense. So another way to make money with Kroger is to consider going the private label option. Now, if you do that and Kroger's interested in your product, they'll provide, you know, they'll tell you how to get the packaging and so forth. So you're going to have to get your product packaged under their brand and so forth. But it's just an amazing opportunity for you to make money and grow your business. Some companies to work with certain retailers just under a private label option, and that pays for everything else that they do to try and grow business in other ways. So they're okay giving up their brand name because they make money and it helps grow their business, and then ultimately, you know, they don't have to do it for every retailer, and that's how they do business. So it's just a food for thought there if you are interested in selling to a retailer such as Kroger, and they definitely are constantly growing their private label division, and it's just something to think about. So anyways, if you'd like to learn more about, you know, private label versus getting your products into stores direct and all the different ways of exactly how to approach and pitch and sell to these retailers in the different ways that you can do that, like private label or going direct, you would probably love my Retail MBA program. It's the most comprehensive course available today on the subject of selling to stores. And if you want to learn more, there's a link below this video to kind of explain further. So anyways, I hope that provided value for you. I'd love to work with you. And please be on the lookout for the other free video training series that I'm creating on how to sell to individual retailers, you know, such as Kroger. Anyways, I hope that helps. Thanks so much.